Ireland asks for help.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its day. In a moment, we're going to hear how the Irish bailout affects us and how it's affecting the psyche of the Irish people. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is down about 35 points right now at 11,167. The Nasdaq is just about flat at this hour. The S&P 500 down about 0.3%. European markets are also down on that Irish bailout news. We got earnings this morning from Tyson's Foods. It returned to a profit thanks in part to better sales of pork. Now to our top story. Ireland has agreed to accept a bailout from its European partners. This is to keep its banking system functioning. Let's turn to Guy Labat. He's chief bond strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, and he joins us now live from the trading floor there in Philadelphia. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
So Ireland, we checked, has about as much economic output as the state of Maryland. Why does this bailout matter beyond the borders of Ireland?
Well, I think the biggest issue right now is really investor psyche, particularly with regard to countries and countries' fiscal challenges and financial challenges. We can create contagion very easily, which can spread both throughout a region and throughout the world, ultimately weakening investor confidence. In addition, with Ireland, we also have the issue of the euro. Their currency is very much linked to links them to many other countries throughout the region, making the sort of bailout more necessary and more complex.
And what would have happened if there hadn't been a bailout?
Well, I think the rule with bailouts is the earlier, the bigger, the better. And it's good to see this happening well before Ireland truly needs the cash. But I think the real risk here would have been severe weakening in the euro currency and ultimately a potential default, meaning that Ireland would fail to pay on its debt. The bailout ensures that that's not going to happen, at least not for the foreseeable future.
Okay, Guy Labat, chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So what's it like to live in a country that's about to be bailed out? Let's find out from Father Iggy O'Donovan. He's the parish priest in the Irish town of Drogheda, just north of Dublin. Father, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So what's the mood there among the people you're talking to about this bailout? Are people relieved or embarrassed or what?
In a strange way, there's a certain level of relief. Because the arrival of the IMF and the European Central Bank, at least it has given us a degree of certainty. There had been the feeling in recent months that we were totally drifting, leaderless. We had the mother of all real estate booms. And it came to a shuddering halt. All our eggs were in that basket. While we had a mighty party, we have the mother of all hangovers now.
But there was a lot of pushback by the government saying that you didn't need a bailout. It seemed like there was some level of embarrassment about getting help from Europe. Is that your sense?
There was. The great pride there was that Ireland had broken away from Britain, become a fully-fledged member of the European community. There was a confidence, there was that pride. And now that we've had to go cap in hand, we've handed over our economic independence literally to the IMF and the European Central Bank, and we simply had to admit that we simply were unable economically to manage our own affairs. It's embarrassing.
And is it something that everyone is talking about? I mean, is it the topic of conversation in the streets, in the pubs, places like that?
It is. And we're a pretty patient people in some ways, in that unlike the Greeks and the French, the Irish generally don't take to the streets. We're happy to go on the chat lines on the public radio and complain about the government and so forth. But if I could sum it up this way, what's happened to us recently is a massive surgical operation carried out without an anesthetic on a patient who thought he was in the best of health.
Father Iggy O'Donovan, a parish priest in the Irish town of Drogheda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio.
Well, here in the U.S., federal authorities are investigating a widespread case of insider trading. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that the FBI is close to making formal charges against a large group of researchers. They're suspected of buying and selling corporate secrets worth tens of millions of dollars. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports dozens of people could be charged.
Investigators are looking at a large group of analysts who gather valuable non-public information that can move stock prices. The analysts set out to get information from corporate executives, such as, are merger talks going on? Is there a promising new product in the pipeline? Are layoffs coming? They then sell that secret information to hedge fund and mutual fund managers who trade on the tip-offs. Chizu Nakajima is a professor at the Cass Business School. She says this is a growing industry.
There has been some evidence of syndicates engaged in insider trading. So there are those professionals who actually do trade in inside information.
Hedge fund managers are said to have earned tens of millions of dollars from the inside tips, and there may be indictments by the end of the year. Separately, the Securities and Exchange Commission has been looking into insider trading in the healthcare industry going back almost 3 years. And last month, the U.S. Attorney for Manhattan said insider trading is so rampant, it's now a top priority for his office. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Netflix is changing along with its customers. It's going to raise the price of some subscriptions because customers are getting a lot more of their video by streaming it instead of DVDs in the mail. The company's CEO said today Netflix is now primarily a streaming video company. And finally, the kind of story that makes us all feel nice and jealous. A 4-year-old boy in the UK was trying out his brand new metal detector when it started beeping. Well, he and his dad dug down a few inches into the ground and they found a shiny gold thing, which it turns out was a 500-year-old locket worth $4 million. Now, kids, before you go asking your parents right now for a metal detector for Christmas, trust me when I say that will not happen to you. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. I'm on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You need jobs? We got jobs.
The conventional wisdom up to now is that the prime generators of jobs are small businesses. But it's not just any small business, it's really the new businesses.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What's really fueling employment and the day's business news as well? Next time on Marketplace, it's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.